The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is not John Stadtmiller. This is the National Intel Report. I am, I feel like the substitute teacher filling in for John today. And my name, as a few of you may be aware or recognize, my name is John as well. I have a show in Utah called Talk with John, and John has asked me to, well, he kind of gave it out a couple nights ago. He said that he might be having me join his network, and we've come to an agreement on that we're going to be doing that. And I will be joining it on Saturdays, and I'll go into that a little bit more. But first, let's kind of get this off to a decent start, very similar to what he likes to do. And that is, today is June 17th, 2021, Thursday. And I am grateful to be here with you for the next hour. It's going to be you and I. It's going to be a chance to interact. It's going to be a chance to get to know me. Yes, a few of you also know we share listeners, shall we say, at least a few listeners we share, and they can feel free to call in, and also you can feel free to call in. We're going to have open lines, and that number is 512-248-8252. I'm going to do a little bit more of a kind of introduction to what I'm going to be doing and what I plan on kind of having be my opening statement, not this coming Saturday, but the following one. So I hope my show, let me start out my show the way I like to do it, is I like to do it with a show prayer, as it were. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. And I'm going to throw in this little addition. Hopefully it'll be maybe acceptable to John Stadtmiller. Then, my show mantra, show mantra is, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. That's what I love about RBN. That's what I love about the National Intel Report. We speak on topics that have to do with liberty. We speak on about topics and have conversations with you, the listener. We have guests that come in, guests that go out, that we bring in, that we feel are doing their best to move freedom forward. Now, me personally, from time to time, I intend on bringing people in that are completely on the other side of us. I recently had a conversation with a gentleman by the name of Marcus Ruiz Evans, who he and I probably don't see eye to eye on a number of things, but he is part of California Yes, and that is a secession movement that they're trying to get, California is trying to move out and leave the rest of the country. And I know that a number of the listeners and a number of RBN people and a number of mine were, when they called in, they had a chance to talk to them. They were like, good riddance. See you later. So we got into some discussion points of, well, what do you do with the ports? What do you do with trade? What do you do with, we said, how are we going to divide up? Should there be a divorce? How do we divide things up? So I will have some counter perspectives on this show that's going to start up, not this Saturday, but the next one. So I'm taking over for Deanne Spingola. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Spingola Speaks. Her last show is going to be this Saturday, so you're going to want to tune in. Give her a proper send-off. Listen to her. Let her know that you care. Let her know that you're grateful for her. So I am going to be taking over 2 hours of the 3 to 6 p.m. Central Saturday show. Exactly which 2 hours those are right at the moment, I don't know. So let me give you a little insight to me. I am in my late 40s. I'm the father of five, husband to one, and I live in Utah, as John says. And he brought up what's going on in Utah. He often says that. So there's just like everywhere else, they're after us. They're after trying to make us what the New World Order wants us to be. And for our Republican governor, I'm ashamed. Well, he's a rhino. Let's be clear. Spencer Cox. Other than he probably feels that you shouldn't beat your kids, I probably don't agree with much other than that. And I would say that there's not a lot of things that I'm a big fan of his. But we do have we have a state that has produced some good ones. And I'm going to go to Cleon Skousen. Cleon Skousen is one of the good ones. We've got some others, too. We've not produced some great ones. Mitt Romney, we didn't produce. I'm going to give that to Michigan. I'm going to give that to Massachusetts. He's a carpetbagger that came to Utah. And frankly, I don't see him as being one of us. But unfortunately, enough of my fellow Utahns voted for him and allowed him to receive the Senate seat, which did not make me happy. So I'm going to be covering, as I shared with you, I'm going to be sharing and covering a number of stories that you already hear about that are covered here on Republic Broadcasting, and I will be covering some different stories. John shared last Tuesday, I believe it was, that I called him up and said, hey, John, have you seen what's going on as far as a shortage of the monetary system? And he, at that point, he was like, I don't know. I've heard a little bit about it, but he goes, I think it's just, I'm kind of skeptical. And then yesterday he talked about it a little bit then on the show Tuesday, and went shortly after that conversation, he found out from the local, I think he calls it Stop and Rob. Gotta love that. And he shared with that they were saying you need exact coinage. They were having a hard time getting coins. And from what I've seen in our state, and I'd be curious to know what you're experiencing out there in listening land, have you seen this in your states, in your areas? What I'm seeing more than the coinage shortage, what we are seeing here in Utah, in the main capital city, or capital county, Salt Lake County, Utah County, and a few other surrounding counties, there actually is a dollar bill shortage. So I was, this was brought initially to, or reintroduced to me by one of my other co-hosts on the station that I happen to be on. He said, hey, I have gone to two of my banks, two of the large national banks, two of the biggest banks in the entire country, two of the biggest three, I believe. And he had conversations, one with a bank manager and another one with within the bank, and they shared with him, we're not seeing any new money, and I believe it's from the Treasury, whoever doles out the dollar bills. We are not seeing, we're not getting ones, we're not getting two, we're not getting ones, twos, fives, tens, twenties. We are getting a few 50s and a few hundreds, new ones in. And I was like, okay, interesting. He and I had a conversation offline. He's like, why don't you take a look at your neck of the woods? So went to a local credit union and also went to a bank and had conversations with them. And they shared with me that they are experiencing the same thing, that they are calling it COVID, but they have not had any new dollar bills, new dollar bills, fives, tens, twenties, and so forth. They don't have many of those coming in. In fact, what they're doing is they're recirculating them, and that they are being asked to send back the old dog-eared, you know, the bill. Every once in a while, you get one of those dollar bills that it looks like a bunch of kids have rumpled it up in their pockets and put it in, and maybe it's gone through five people's pockets like that. She goes, we are not even sending those back. We're holding on to that. So I'm curious what you're experiencing, John. Why is this a concern? Why is this a concern? John shared on his show that the Fed can show the coins as a actual asset, but that's an asset that shows up on their ledger, and that the federal notes, now, as most of the RBN listeners know, well, let's go with what the Fed is. The Fed is, obviously, the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve. It's no more federal than FedEx Best and has no more reserve. Well, no more reserve than I do. So the federal notes don't show up as an asset on their books. The funny thing is, with Bitcoin, I'm going to throw Bitcoin a little bit in here. We are hearing a lot about Bitcoin and that it's increasing. And I'm definitely not talking anyone out from not getting that as a part of their long-term strategy. But as John has shared, the only real money is gold and silver. That's in the Constitution. Hey, why don't we follow the rule book? Let's go back to the rule book that says that those federal dollars are supposed to be, that the money supply is supposed to be brought from Congress. Congress is supposed to start that as opposed to give it away to some group that don't have your best interests in mind. And they're starting up, there was an announcement recently of Bitcoin. Now, it seemed like the Fed was fighting it. It seems like our governments have been fighting Bitcoin and fighting these digital dollars, as it were. Kind of makes me wonder, when I've been hearing this, it kind of makes me wonder and think back to, well, I wasn't alive, wasn't around, but the stories that I hear that the Federal Reserve, that the bankers, when it was talked about the Federal Reserve being started, that they were putting out pieces saying that they were not for it, and that they were against the idea. Now, how do we get to controlling the money supply better than having a credit card? If you can do it in Bitcoin, you can turn that, like you can turn off my credit card or turn off your debit card, you can turn that off and on pretty easy. But there's still money in the bank if people have cash flowing around. But that Bitcoin can even be manipulated even more. So that electronic currency could be much more easily manipulated and controlled. So I think that this is part of the whole overall reset, as we've heard here on RBN. I'm a frequent listener and have been over the years. Now am crazily being offered this opportunity. So how I've got a bunch of young children. I just had some, my boys went to a neighbor's to perform some work for them. Well, if they have that electric currency, how does that get passed back and forth? how do they have the ability to transfer a couple of bucks to someone? I want to say it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20% of the American public don't even have bank accounts. So they have to get control of that cash. They have to get control. That allows the powers that be to control us even more when we can't buy or sell, other than we are under their system. And yes, yes, folks, I'm even leaning towards and leading towards, could there be some issues coming down the line with, how do I do that buying and selling? Do I have to take a mark? Do I have to have a chip? It plays into that whole overall scenario. So one of the questions that I have and that I would ask the audience is, do you guys, have you been experiencing where it's hard to find the cash and it's hard to come across? Now, as I shared with you, the banks are recirculating some of those dollar bills, but so many places I go to around here in Utah, a number of them want exact change. They will take exact change, but if I want to give them a $5 bill or a couple dollar bills for a candy bar, for a meal or something along those lines, they want exact change, especially when it's a fast food place. And so that is one thing that I've noticed is, it seems like we're starting to be conditioned and move down that path towards, we are going to have to accept their way or no way. I also think I want to hit a little bit today and talk about BlackRock. BlackRock buying up tracts of housing. And instead of those being part of single-family residences, single-family dwellings, single-family homes, they now want to make them single-family rental units. Now, I was doing a little... John gave me a call today and asked me if I could fill in the show, along with mentioning, yes, I'm going to be joining the network. He also just called me up and said, hey, can you come on? And so I was trying to do a little research, and I don't have the article, and I haven't been able to find it. I've listened to this from a couple other sources that I trust. And one thing that they have shared is that in these contracts with BlackRock, that they're not allowing you to have firearms. And I've even heard from another source, that they may not even be allowing you to have a garden. Wow. Talk about control, talking about having control over us. For me, that is quite concerning. That is quite concerning. So BlackRock is something that I may want to touch on. We may have time to chat. We may not have time to chat. We'll see. I'm going to have joining us in the second hour, I'm going to have Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be joining me today. He's a name that the audience is familiar with. He has an organization, and he's also doing a bus tour, getting the sheriffs together, starting to get counties to be constitutional counties. And we are seeing some great work along those lines. And I look forward to having that conversation with him. We'll have that a little bit later today. We'll have that conversation in the second hour. But one thing I do want to hit is, I want to talk about how we are being, what's the proper term? Manipulated by the press, right? We're being told that we were told that Donald Trump received not as many votes as Joe Biden. This is an article. Well, we'll get to this article on the other side. But this really makes me skeptical when only 1,000 people tune in to listen to Joe Biden, and there's many more that turn in before President Trump even starts talking. All right, so we'll get to this more on the other side of this break. Listen to these commercials and visit our sponsors, please, on National Intel Report. Kathy Slattery here with an important
important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
John's got some good music. Mike, you're playing some great music for him. So, wanted to bring this up to you, the listeners. So, here's a headline that was just sent by Mike. Mike, I appreciate your assistance today. Boy, it's great to have you there. BlackRock's approach to companies that manufacture and distribute civilian firearms. Now, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Civilian... Okay, manufacture firearms. Let's be clear. Firearms are not just owned. Well, it's almost like this story is being written that civilians shouldn't own firearms. Well, just so you know, Mr. and Mrs. RBN listener, no, you shouldn't own a firearm because you were one of those dirty, rotten rats that went, and if you didn't go, you sat and enjoyed and assisted those people on January 6th. Yes, that's your fault. They went there, and they went to the Capitol, and they marched on the Capitol. And we interrupted their temple and their proceedings. Yeah, yeah, that's on you. And you dirty little rotten rats, because you have firearms. That's the way they look at us. Don't you think? That's the way I see it. That's the way they look at us. They look at us as those dirty little rotten rats that own firearms. They need to be gotten out of their hands because we become a lot more inconvenient, a lot more difficult to deal with, those that own firearms. How well is that? Okay, let's jump back a couple weeks ago to a story that I found a little comical. They're not comical. Strange. Over in London, the Black Lives Matter supporter was shot. And when it first came out and when it was first shared, it started going out around Twitter that it must have been one of those evil right wingers that did it. Many different statements came out along those lines. Come to find out, it happened to be from our own community and it happened to be a gang related issue. Had nothing to do with the fact that she was a supporter of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And over in London, I was like, wait, when I heard that it was in London, I'm like, how did this happen? They're not supposed to own firearms. They don't know. The bad guys don't own firearms. They're not going to hurt anybody. Yeah, they'll just grab a machete and start whacking away at people. We've seen that over in London. So the Second Amendment is for the people. It's for two reasons. For our defense of our homes, but the primary reasons why the founders wanted it in there is a government, people that fear, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And that is a very common occurrence. So I'm going to get to this story that was sent over to us. There are three publicly traded companies in the U.S. whose primary business is firearms manufacturing. Now, this is a headline article about BlackRock from March of this year. In fact, I believe it's actually not an article. It's written up on BlackRock.com. It's a newsroom press release. There are three publicly traded companies in the U.S. whose primary business is firearms manufacturing. American Outdoor Brands, Visa Outdoor, and Sturm, Ruger, BlackRock holds none of these firearms manufacturers in our active equity portfolios. Thank heavens. Thank heavens. I don't want you putting the pressure on firearms manufacturers. Where stocks are selected by our portfolio managers within guidelines agreed to by clients in BlackRock's index equity products, this is their parentheses, where stocks are determined by third-party index providers, these three companies represent 0.01% of total assets. Because the companies in an index are determined by third-party index providers, when a client chooses an index that includes a firearm manufacturer, we are unable to sell those shares regardless of our view of the company. Well, didn't you basically just tell us, BlackRock, what your kind of your overall thoughts are? So, Mike and I tried during the break to find the article that I had shared with me earlier this week that BlackRock is going to be putting in their renter's agreement that it is not allowed to, that you as a renter are not allowed to own firearms. Wasn't able to do that, but BlackRock, not looking very good, is it? So, we got a commercial break coming up. If you have any calls come in, we'll be getting to your calls, and you'll have the opportunity to interact with me. And let's hear what's on your mind.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Right. Well, we are back. So, coming out of the last break, I need to do this again. So, coming out of break, folks, no, this is not the voice of John Stattmiller. This is the voice of John, of Talk with John. I broadcast live from very shortly, not this Saturday, but coming up here soon, and another Saturday, I will be filling in some big shoes. And it's not something that I was necessarily, I'm never happy when someone needs to step aside to take care of some personal matters. So, Deanne Spingola, I believe it is. She has Spingola Speaks with her on 3 to 6 p.m. Central Saturday. She is stepping away. This is her last show this Saturday. The 19th is going to be her last show. And then the following week, I will be taking over 2 hours of that time slot. Those are big shoes to fill, folks. 3 hours. Big shoes to fill. So John's like, hey, I'm just going to give you 2 hours. We're going to have someone else help you. It's going to take over the other hour. But we were just talking about Firearms, BlackRock, and how they're really going against it. They're buying up a bunch of property. They're buying it for anywhere between 20 to 50% over asking price. Crazy. It's going to be pushing us out. So Andy in Texas and Sebastian will be getting to you here shortly. I do want to bring up this. I'm a little ticked off about this. So the McCloskeys, who pled guilty, so they were the people that were standing in front of their home in St. Louis when that BLM mob came through, and I believe that they were trying to go and hit up the mayor, I think it was who it was they were going to. They were in a gated HOA community, okay? The people broke through, right? They came in, and they stood outside their home. Well, here's an article. The McCloskeys plead guilty to misdemeanor charges, 4-foot firearms used in confrontation. Mark and Patricia, the St. Louis couple who sought to protect their property and lives from the rabid MLB mob. Now, remember that MLB mob was yelling, swearing at them. There were like 100 people out there marching up and down their private street, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges and agreed to forfeit the firearms used in the showdown last year. What? Are you kidding me? Well, of course. It's St. Louis, right? Yeah. So Mike just mentioned this to me. Congratulations to Texas. They are going to be having, without a permit, you can conceal carry. I believe he said it was in September. Congratulations. Way to join Utah. We had that bill go through. It came before our state representatives and Senate a couple years ago. Governor Herbert vetoed the bill. Then they were too big a cowards to wind up and override his veto, and then it just came across this year. Now, frankly, Governor Cox is being a bigger coward, and bottom line is, I'm going to say with him, okay, so apparently he's just saying, so Mike just gave me a little note real quick. He's not sure if it's concealed, but handguns and unlicensed and unregistered. Okay, great. So, but here in Utah, governor, because of so much pressure that there was with the Second Amendment from the citizens, feedback to their representatives, he could not overturn that. So great. But let's step aside from that conversation. Let's go to Andy in Texas.
Well, hey, John, first off, welcome to the crazy party called RBN. It's an actual fun place to be. You can have a great time.
It is an awesome place to be. I've been a guest with John a couple of times. And it's been a pleasure and a privilege. And I don't have any clue why he said, John, I'm going to give you the keys to this vehicle for to this radio station for a couple hours. But I appreciate the opportunity. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, okay. So, I mean, a lot of stuff because you covered a lot. I mean, these people who just gave up their guns and pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor in St. Louis, that's crazy. I'd like to know what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, last thing we heard from Kenosha, he had to leave his residence because of death threats, and they went to an unknown location, and they wanted to throw him back in jail because he wasn't at the location he gave on his bond or whatever. And then the last thing we heard, we haven't heard anything more, so apparently he just went to trial or whatever. So it'd be interesting to find out what's going on.
So it has yet to go to trial. It has yet to go to trial. I haven't heard anything more than you've heard, but I find it, I'm going to use the word, it's detestable, it's tyrannical, and it's disgusting. Now, am I surprised? Am I surprised? I mean, what is this in a conservative area where this happened at? No. But that young man, what they should have done is given a pat on the back, shook his hand and said, thank you for coming here. We're so sorry for the difficulties that you had to face. And he should have been let go on his own. But it's interesting. The big tech giants they'll give out, I guarantee you, if it was known, they'd give out information where he's at now. But they won't give out other information of other Black Lives Matter. I mean, the story of the Black Lives Matter bought $1 million homes in California and a couple other places. That story gets squashed, but yeah, Rittenhouse, I am very worried for that young man. And they can put out, Kamala Harris can say, let's give money and get people out of jail that, you know, burned and looted. But a man that goes and tries to protect someone, that young man should have gotten a medal, is what should have happened. Andy, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. And, you know, well, no, absolutely. And I'll squash that, because what I really wanted to say was all these people who are giving kudos to Mr. DeSantis down in Florida, and kudos now to this governor down here in Texas, Abbott, y'all forgot they locked you down, just like everybody else did. They paid money out to a whole bunch of people to do this lockdown and all this stuff. They were granted money. I mean, Abbott gave $300 million to a track and trace company, and now he's saying you can't track and trace. So where did that $300 million go? I mean, there's a whole bunch of BS going on here, and now these people are trying to walk it back so they can gain the trust and respect of their recipients again. You've got to remember, once a tyrant, always a tyrant. So if they turned on you once, they're going to turn on you again. I don't care how much good stuff they do for you. They're going to get you again. Yes.
You are absolutely right in that. But I'm going to tell you this. Why did they walk stuff back? Why are they doing what they're doing now? And this is my opinion.
It's not working.
This is my opinion. Now, I'm going to say the guy down in Florida, I'm pretty happy with him. Pretty happy. Not entirely happy. But this is what I'm seeing. A lot of people are starting to call their governors, starting to call their Congress, state legislatures, and state House of Representatives and state senator. That's what you need to do. If you put a lot of pressure on your state representatives, then they will have to move back. But you're absolutely right. Next election in Texas, let's find somebody better than Abbott.
I got nothing against the guy personally, but I'll tell you what. When did government get this much power? They're our servants. We're not their servants.
When we gave it to them.
How can they lock us down? We should lock them down.
Okay, so when we didn't stand up to them, when we weren't there on their doorstep, so here in Utah, we had a bunch of people show up on the doorsteps of that went before the governor's mansion, and the lieutenant governor at the time, Spencer Cox, they went up to in front of his house and stood in his street and had signs and said, you know, we don't want you here. You know, we don't like what you're doing. If they're not going to let us talk to them, now on my show in Utah, I've tried to get both the governor, I tried to get both governors on my show. They're not coming. And if they won't talk to us, they won't come on places like this, like RBN, then I'm going to say this. We need to let them know. Now, let me be very clear. We need to be peaceful. What I've told my audience is bake a warm loaf of bread or several warm loaves of bread. Get some butter. Knock on their door and say, hey, we'd like to have a nice chit-chat with you. But your local representatives for House and State Senate, they're going to be listening to you, and that's why Abbott has to move things back. Andy? I'm going to give you a last 30-second comment, and then I need to move on to Sebastian in Sweden.
All right. I'm going to just say this. Welcome to the station. I'm glad you're here. I like the way you're talking so far, and have a good show.
Well, Andy, you're not going to like everything I have to say, but thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's very kind words. Let me put it this way, folks. I don't agree with me from 5 years ago. Now, I agree with probably 98% of what I said and thought 5 years ago. But no one's ever going to agree with anyone, correct? Sebastian, you there. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, hello. I just wanted to point out today there was a no-confidence vote called by the Swedish Democratic Party, the prophet Prime Minister Stefan Löfven's government. And I'm just saying it because it's a possibility it could be an election earlier than next year. We usually have election next year, but it could be could even be this year if it goes through the Swedish parliament or Congress or whatever you call it. So it's going to be interesting, because I think they could, if they form a coalition with the Swedish Democrats and the Conservative Party, which they're called here, they call Moderat, which I really don't like, and also the Christian Democrats, which are okay, then they could form a new government, a conservative government, instead of this really ultra-left-wing government we've been having here for the last 6 years. it's a bit, they've just been ruining the country with immigration and just everything, you know. It's not like it was before.
Sebastian, let me say this. They're trying to do, of course they've got to go after Sweden, right? Of course they got to go after Sweden. Why wouldn't they go after Sweden? They have got to disrupt every country around the world. Now, I don't know about your personal feelings on immigration here in the United States. As long as you come in legally, I'm going to welcome you all with open arms. I might hand you the Constitution. I might say, hey, let me inform you a little bit about this. So I want to know, what are you seeing day to day in Europe and in Sweden right now that concerns you? What's your biggest concern? Is it immigration? Is it the Great Reset? I mean, what are the COVID policies that you're facing? What's the greatest thing that you're worried about? Because when it happens in Europe, it then comes to the United States.
I think basically it's all of the above, because I know that the immigration, it's a big problem in Sweden. I mean, there was a big bust a week or two ago by the FBI in Austria. The American FBI went to Austria, and I think there was like the head office of this big bust. And of the 800 criminals, you know, dope smugglers, I mean, heroin and amphetamine and stuff like that, of the 800, and gun smugglers too, I mean, gun runners, and maybe even people runners, who knows, of the 800, there were 155 busted in Little Sweden. I mean, think about it. You got Spain, France, England. I don't know if England was involved there, but at least it was a common market.
Can I make a smart aleck comment? You said gun runners, right? Gun smugglers. You know what they say about those that sell firearms, and about the United States and Israel and some of the other big. They hate the competition. They weren't working on the right side.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, here it's really hard to get a license. I could have gotten one when I worked at a company. They wanted me to be on the target pistol team, but I had two young kids and I just didn't have time. Unfortunately, I regret that now, because I could have had a license and I could have owned a firearm, right, myself. But it's really hard in Sweden to get a firearm. Only criminals have them. So, the only thing you can get is, I got paintball, BB guns, and anything, you know, bow and arrow, or sword, or everything, anything you can think of. I got a nail gun, too. That's illegal. But, I mean, it's really hard to get. So it's really, they're all just criminals get them.
If you can't get a firearm, you'll get a machete. I mean, there's proof of that in London.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they tried passing laws saying you can only have a blade that's so long. Well, Sebastian, yeah. I've got another call.
A quick thing.
Absolutely. I've
taken money out of the ATMs here, and I've been getting new bills for a friend of mine. He doesn't have an ATM machine, so I've been taking that for him. So I think the money problem here is not that, but people don't use it so much in Sweden. They use their card because it's so easy. We can buy anything for $40. Just by, it's called blipping. You don't even have to put your card just close to the machine. But they asked you for your code, every other one. Oh, I have, my cat just came in, I have to feed her. Every other one. So it's a safe system. You know, I haven't been ripped off, and I haven't heard anyone that has been ripped off for that. But I'm sure they're trying to get rid of the currency.
It will happen.
Here as well.
It will happen.
Yeah.
It will happen.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and good luck in your... Good luck in your program. I'll try to listen to it, but it's come on real late. No, not really, because I used to listen to Deanna. I've been listening to her since she came on in 2010. So I'll be listening to you as well week after next.
Well,
so good luck, and thank you very much, John.
I'd appreciate it. I've got big shoes to fill, and I'm filling even bigger shoes right now. So, Sebastian, thanks for the great thoughts, and I look forward to hearing your voice as a regular caller. Let me give out the on-air lines before I go to, we'll probably get to Loomis on the other side of this commercial break that's coming up. So, Loomis, if you'll hold on for a couple more minutes. The on-air line is 512-248-8255. 8252. If you've got the time, if you've got the free airtime, please do it. Also, I'm going to suggest, please donate to RBN. These guys, John, you know, doesn't have a huge home. He's got a little home. I mean, come on. He didn't have the money to keep his air conditioning running. He had to get Mike's dad to come and help him out, for heaven's sakes. So, also, the rest of the hosts, you know, they do this out of the kindness of their heart. So, I'm just going to say, please support RBN, support the network, because they bring on the freedom. We're going to have Richard Mack on the other side of the hour going to this break.
Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dresser. Got the guru and the trainer and the full course dresser. Got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Won't anybody help us? What are we waiting for? We can afford to be innocent. Stand up and face the enemy. It's a do or die situation. We will be invincible.
I'd like to be invincible, but heaven knows I'm not. I want to give a quick mention to Front Sight. I went to Front Sight and got to experience being out there. Thank you to a good friend, you know who you are, who helped me get there and make that happen. I want to say thank you so much. Also, I want to give a quick thank you to the big guy upstairs. He's protected a friend of mine, two friends of mine, his husband and wife. His wife had a difficult experience getting caught in her home, and I'm glad she's still with us. So you know who you are in Utah, and so thank you to the big man upstairs keeping some people and to some listeners of this network safe and here with us. So phone number is 512-248-8252. If you're minute challenged, then the phone number is 800-313-9443. Folks, it's worth it. Please use up your own time and call in the 512-248-8252 number. We're going to be getting to Sheriff Mac after the top of this hour. He has agreed to join us. Hopefully he winds up showing up. I think he will. But in the meantime, I tease this real quick. Loomis, I'll get to you just momentarily. I do not buy that Biden had all the votes that we were told that he had. I'm just going to read a headline from back on June 5th, and I think this sums it up perfectly. Over 138,000 Americans tuned in to watch President Trump's North Carolina speech. Before he even took the stage, he had that many people that were tuning in. Joe Biden got barely 1,000 when he actually delivered his speech. Folks, nobody, I don't buy it for a second. I will cover, eventually I'm going to wind up covering the fraud that happened. I have personal people that can give personal testimony of going door to door in Nevada. And we will cover that, people were like, that person hasn't lived here for years. Okay, so along those lines, Joe Biden now has 30.6 million followers. Before they kicked off on Twitter, before they kicked off President Trump, he had, I believe it was almost 80 million. And heaven knows that that was throttled. Okay, let's get to Loomis. Loomis, what is on your mind? Loomis in California.
Oh, man, too many things.
tell me about it.
Number one, you got big shoes to fill, and you should look into Giannis Mangola's history. It's off the charts, so that you could maybe properly represent her. The other thing is people in this country think that this is a political battle. It's not. It's spiritual. And it's against...
Well stated.
The powers of evil that have been here forever, and this country has lost its grounding in the good places, and it needs to come back to that in order to redeem itself.
Loomis, you're right on point. If we don't get in touch with the God of this land, who is Jesus Christ, it says so in our Constitution, the Lord of this land, we're in trouble. All right. That's the music playing for the commercial break. And I want to say thank you for being there, Loomis. Mike, I don't know if Loomis left, but I'd be willing to take... Okay, all right. Okay. Hold on, because I would have said we might cover him.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.